Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Hump day is the, I was going to say kids like to call it, but I don't think the kids call it. I think like boomers and ad agencies call it that. But anyway, it's Wednesday. Hope you're all doing well. Packers Daily here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Only a couple more days until we take a break, folks. So I hope you soak it in, soak it up. Packers fans worldwide, good to see everybody in the comments section. Thankfully, not a whole lot of headlines going on around about the Green Bay Packers, which is just fine. Let's keep it that way right up until camp. That's how we like it. Janelle, good morning. I made it to a live stream. Work has been so busy. Well, you know, better busy with work than busy with not. I mean, that's a good thing. Gary, yo. Joey, I can assure you the kids don't call it that. Thank you, Joey. Thank you for your input. Where is Aaron Rodgers? Who cares? Who cares? Right now, I don't care. Just be gone. Have fun. Get it all out of your system. I'll see you on July 27th. That is my message to Aaron Rodgers. What am I supposed to do at work without these? Bubbatron, maybe do some work? I don't know, man. I'm just throwing it, man. I'm just spitballing here for you. I don't know. Pogs, what's up, man? Like a piece of bread on a bun. You guys are crazy. Why do you hate dogs, Nags? I love dogs. Just don't want one in my home. That's all. Nuclear family, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Proud of Nassib. Statistically, it's likely you interacted with a Packer who is gay. Do you agree? And how do you feel the team in Green Bay would react? Whoo, lot to unpack right there, nuclear family. Yeah, of course. I mean, there's zero doubt. There are a number of gay players not only that have passed through the halls of 1265 Lombardi, but throughout the league, there's no doubt about it. How do I think Green Bay would react? Not well. I think the organization would be great. I think the community and the fan base would probably be disappointing. That's just guesswork on my part. But, you know, I've long said, I wish guys didn't have to spend their career in the closet. We've seen a number of guys come out after they finished playing. You know, and every time they talk about the fear of the locker room, fear of repercussions, I think we've obviously come a long way. I do find it interesting that Nassib's coming out earlier this week has not really resulted in an outpouring of support publicly from his fellow NFL players. You know, we've seen a lot of social back and forth around other subjects, but this one, it's been pretty quiet. And I think that speaks to why guys feel the need to keep it hidden until they leave the league, which is unfortunate and frankly pretty damn sad. But I think it's a step in the right direction, and I think he handled it perfectly. His message was great. If you haven't seen it, I highly encourage you to do so. And even he said point blank, you know, I'm really looking forward to a day where this isn't news, but right now it is, and it is. So I applaud him. I love that he's a Raider. I think that's perfect. I think Al Davis would have been very proud. But yeah, I mean, all you got to do is look at how a large number of Packers fans reacted to the Black Lives Matter movement last summer to get an idea of where they stand on a lot of these kinds of issues about social progress. Having heard one or two voicemails that were left at 1265 Lombardi, I can tell you, they got a long way to go. Uncultured Barbarian, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. The jams this morning are Eminence Front by The Who. Love that song. Sister Golden Hair by America, and Jesus Just Left Chicago by ZZ Top. Pappies. I was just listening to ZZ Top. True story. Just before I came live. We're in lockstep. Brian Price, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I still can't believe we got Reggie White in free agency. It is kind of insane, right? When you think about the landscape, where the league was, he was basically like the greatest living embodiment of hope that any team could have hoped to land. Green Bay, I think most fans felt there was no chance that he was coming to Green Bay, and then he did. And he changed the absolute kind of fortunes and direction of the entire franchise in doing so. And anyone who argues differently is ignorant. But yes, it's pretty insane. Do I think Preston Smith will be better this year? Yes, Stephen, I do. There's no question he was miscast last year, if not also not up to snuff, so to speak. I know there's been talk about him showing up out of shape, if you will, although I don't really know what that means. If you don't have the means of testing it, I know there's a lot of eyeball testing going on, but maybe a little heavy, especially given how much Pettine was dropping him into coverage. But I do think not only will the new scheme help him, but I think, you know, refocusing and having maybe not having to play as many snaps, because I think you will see a liberal amount of Gary in there. And I think he's probably got a chip on his shoulder. They've adjusted his contract. He can make back his money if he's productive, but he's got to be productive. I think all these factors will play into a better year from Smith. And you guys know, if you've been watching me for any amount of time, I don't think he was nearly as bad as everyone made him out to be last year. And I think that's, you know, pretty indicative of why Brian decided to keep him around. But can he be better? No question about it. And I think he will be. How any clue how much is in this Pappy's fund? No. Hundreds of dollars. Married guy. What an apt name for this comment. Sorry for showing up to the chat out of shape. Hey man, we're all just living the off-season life. It's all good, man. Now, you show up come training camp time and you're out of shape, we're going to have words, sir. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Woot, caught live while walking dog Kylo. Go Pack, go. Kylo, as in Kylo Ren? Is that your dog? Your dog is struggling with a path to the dark side? Hope it's not happening on the walk. What's up, TKM? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, while we are at Favre level with the AR-12 watch, when do we get to Dan Devine dog watch level, Pappies? Hopefully, never. I don't want... No animals were harmed in the making of this live chat. You need to add a papologist to Cheesehead TV, Nags. We had one. There was somebody. I don't remember who it was. But when it first started, there was someone keeping track. But they've fallen by the wayside. Bold prediction from Thomas. Eric Stokes is Deion Sanders 2.0. You heard it here first. Ah, the offseason. Where hope springs eternal. Yep. Not only is he Deion Sanders, he's Ronnie Lott. He's every Hall of Fame defensive back all rolled into one. The hell, why not? It's late June, right? I'm down with it. I am down with it. Did Preston Smith pull a Lacy last year out of shape? Brandy, I think that's probably going a bit too far. But again, what everyone talks about that, but what metric are we using to determine that? Body fat? Are we looking at his intake, his caloric intake throughout the offseason last year? I mean, look, strong as an ox to me. I mean, I didn't love him in coverage, but that's not, he can only do what the coach asks him to do. You know, go back and watch that Houston game and watch how he completely blows up Deshaun Watson's attempt at the run pass option. That's a man right there. I wouldn't say to that man, you're out of shape. That's just me. Call me crazy. Does it make any sense to add Richard Sherman to the mix if he's affordable? No. I mean, I'd like it. I said at the start of the season, I'd like him as an addition, but especially now, this is your team. That's not a move I would see Brian making, especially if they were going to do that, they would have done that instead of Kevin King. But you don't sign Kevin King and then add Richard Sherman. At least the Packers don't. Bring back Hardy Nickerson. Wow. Wow. Go Bucks tonight. Yeah, go Bucks. Sure. Yeah, go Bucks. Of course, go Bucks. Come on, Milwaukee. Go Bucks. I mean, I've got friends who are Atlanta Hawks fans, so I just go Bucks just so I can give them grief. That'd be great. Thanks. Oh, and, you know, ESPN, go to Milwaukee. Good Lord. You couldn't find a better spot in the summer than Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? You talk about showing your naivety and your ignorance and your adherence to, oh, it's just flyover country. Milwaukee is the fucking bomb in the summer. River West? Go on the beer walk? Come on, the beer line? Come on, people. Go to, well, you know, now it's called American Bullshit Stadium or whatever, but go to Miller Park. Come on. Milwaukee in the summer is awesome. Good Lord. Do they have a cover linebacker in their ranks? Seems all we talk about is can they rush. Blake Campbell has really good coverage skills. Did a really nice job from the stuff I looked at as far as matching up with linebackers and even running backs out of the backfield. That's why I think he's a pretty solid addition. And I'm interested to see. I think we saw good stuff out of Barnes last year. Don't forget, he had that near miraculous pick against the Hawks. He had a couple other plays where he's right there. I think you get the Falcons. I think you get, another year under his belt. Who knows what happens with Kamal Martin? I think they got some potential there. But yeah, Campbell, he's got good coverage skills. There's no doubt there. What's up, Mark Ingram? What's up, man? Hey, Nags. Thanks for the great content. You're welcome. Can you explain how Matt's offensive scheme works well with an average QB? Well, I mean, average is, that's a wide swath of definition right there. What it does, and you've seen this play out with Jared Goff, is delineate the reads and make things. And this goes back, and it's not just Matt's scheme or even, Sean McVay's scheme, which is coming out of, but it goes back to Shanahan. Back when he was with John Elway in Denver. That's how long this has kind of been gestating as a system in the NFL. But, it's Kubiak too. Kubiak has done a lot of this with Kirk Cousins up in Minnesota. But what the system does is does a really good job of, now they've added lots of window dressing and the formations are a bit different. They've used a lot more condensed formations as the years have gone on. But what they do a really good job of is, giving out all that motion that makes linebackers and safeties maybe not give away what they're doing, but certainly gives them something to think about and maybe take a false step or two. And I'm telling you, one step on an NFL football field is a monster difference as far as getting guys out of position and or their eyes in the wrong place, try and take advantage of that. But what the system has done very consistently is delineate the reads for the quarterback, where now you hear Matt talk a lot about, where the play takes you. And we talked a lot about that after that minicamp practice where all you heard from Love was he was checking it down a lot. Well, I'm going through my reads. There are delineated reads, high to low usually. And this is pretty traditional, but what this system does a really good job of is delineating the reads. So I'm one, I'm two from high to low. And then if they're not there, I go to my third, which is usually a check down, not always, but usually, or some kind of underneath route. It just does a really good job of kind of narrowing the quarterback's field of vision and giving him what should be. Now, obviously, the defense has a say in this, but what should be pretty easy reads and or progressions to go through, they can get through them quickly. You see, if you go back and watch Jared Goff last year or the last couple of years, you'll see what I'm talking about. A lot of cutting the field in half, a lot of boots, a lot of rollouts off that play action to kind of flood guys into what sometimes is a zone, sometimes man, but give guys, okay, there's one, two, and three. And obviously this isn't every play. You can't live like that down after down, but there's a lot of that in this system rather than traditionally in the West Coast. And you saw this a lot under Mike McCarthy, and Aaron's talked about this, is okay, I've got three or four wide receivers eligible out in the patterns, right? Pre-snap, I'm basically having to pick a side and hoping that guy wins. There's a lot less formational kind of help for the quarterback as far as picks and rub routes and what have you, and creating those delineated reads. It was much more, okay, who's going to win their one-on-one? And that, is why Brett Hundley looks so bad in Mike's system. Some of the receivers weren't winning their routes, but B, he just did a very often a poor job of kind of identifying matchups prior to the snap and really understanding the concepts and who was probably going to be able to work free, et cetera. Whereas with this system, it takes a lot of that work, that pre-snap work, especially out of it. Now you've seen Aaron obviously operating at a whole new different level when it comes to the pre-snap stuff. And that's something I asked Jordan about when we talked to him a couple weeks ago. But ultimately that's what it comes down to. It makes the reads and the thought process after the snap a hell of a lot easier for the quarterback. Now, as I've said many times, there are still going to be moments if Jordan Love is the starter this year where it's going to be third and eight. They're going to have to drop back and he's going to have to make a throw where he can't get on the edge, where there isn't an easy read. That's NFL quarterbacking. You're going to have to do that. But ultimately, the hope is to minimize the number of times your quarterback finds himself in that situation, especially if he's young and inexperienced. And I've talked for like 2 minutes now, and that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of what I'm talking about. But it's a very 30,000-foot view of how this scheme in particular helps a young quarterback. Hope that kind of approaches answering some of that question. Matthew, thank you for the super chat. Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love, who cares? Packers are taking the field in September. People need to calm the F down. Matthew, that's a lot of exclamation points for someone asking others to calm down. I hear you. I feel you. But take your own advice. I mean, one exclamation point, I'm here for it. Like, several? I don't know, man. What else we got here? Charlene is here. Hi, Charlene. Nags, go ahead, add up the Cheesehead TV Pappy Fund, and we'll cover the difference. Charlene, you are a saint. Thank you so much. I'll talk to Corey. Adding up the Pappy funds will necessitate having to go through every super chat ever since last year. But hey, why not? I'll let Corey know. Thank you, Charlene. That is incredibly generous of you. Keep carrying the G over there in the Philippines. Calmer than you are. Clearly, dude. Calmer than you are, dude. Corey Mansky, hey, Nags, A-Rod sits out, love starts, we still win the NFC North. Am I alone on this? Oh, boy. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion maybe you're making it out to be. I think it's a tough, tough battle, especially with the Vikings. I think their defense is going to be much improved. We've already seen they can beat the Packers in Lambeau, like they did last year. Now, both teams are different, but yeah, I do think it's not the sure thing that maybe you're hoping. Vacation Pappy, there you go. Does Lambeau Field's average age on game day decrease if 12 doesn't come back? LOL. Mostly want to not be yelled at for standing. I don't know. The old folks are going to stay away because Aaron Rodgers isn't there? I don't think that's the case. If anything, it'll be the opposite. Nags, the Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Correct, Matt. Thank you. Thank you for stating it. Jeff Smith, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. So talk about the new receiver a bit. Any good? Have any faith in his skills? The new receiver. Jeff, are you talking about Funchess? Or are you talking about Amari Rodgers? Sorry. Funchess, I mean, I like his potential in this offense. Big body guy, going to help them on the perimeter. Not exactly a burner, not a guy who's going to, you know, run away from anybody, but he could be Lazard on, like Turbo Lazard, basically. It's going to be interesting how they mix and match those guys. If you're talking about Amari Rodgers, he's going to be really exciting as far as utilizing him everywhere, all over the formation slot, in the backfield, on the jet sweep stuff. You'll undoubtedly see him even get a carry or two as a runner. They're going to utilize him all over the field. And I think he's going to be a much more exciting Tyler Irvin. Levi, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, if Rodgers comes back for, quote, the last dance and we win another Super Bowl, why would we trade him if he is playing at a high level? Go Pack, go. Probably because this is broken. I mean, I'm with you. I wouldn't, prior to this, like, media unveiling, so to speak. But Rodgers clearly wanted to drop that bomb, and now we all know that there's a huge rift between the front office and Aaron Rodgers. And plus, you can get a haul, and you've drafted the quarterback, and you're ready to move on. Now, obviously, it depends on Jordan, how he looks throughout the year. You don't just do it to do it. But at this point, I don't know, man. Doesn't feel like this gets put back together. What got broken here doesn't get put back together. People don't understand. I think people discount. And it feels like the Packers somewhat fall into this category. What a relationship business the NFL is. It's often kind of the thing that gets talked about the least, but it's somewhat the most important. If it were me, I'd ride Rodgers till the wheels fall off. Right, because you can tap that into your computer and then turn it off and go about your day. Your job doesn't depend on it. You know, Ryan's looking out for the long-term interests of the Green Bay Packers, which is literally his job. Which is cool. What we have here is a failure to communicate. That's an 80s quote right there. I like it. The Rodgers saga, what? The Rodgers saga about all this crap is the 30 for 30 from his career, and that makes me a little sad. Not necessarily, Blake. We'll see how it plays out. But I don't think this is the headline when all is said and done. I think it's an important chapter, there's no doubt. But it's not the headline in Favre's career. And it won't be of Aaron's either. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.